Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
No matter their physical impairment or their mental condition, it's 79 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A father from Canada who was vacationing in upstate New York is under arrest, charged in connection with his 9-year-old daughter's death. New York State Police Captain Robert McConnell says Luciano Fratolin had called them to say that his daughter, Melina, had been abducted. Officers sent to search the area.
During that search detail, at approximately 10:50, members of the New York State Police Forest Rangers located Melina, deceased, in the shallow portion of a pond.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in New York City talking about the shooting and wounding of an off-duty patrol officer, a border patrol officer, allegedly by an undocumented immigrant with a long list of crimes.
Miguel Francisco Moro Nunez has a rap sheet that is a mile long.
It was a second suspect who has also been arrested in the case. Police say it was a robbery and not related to the fact that the victim was a border patrol agent. A Bangladeshi Air Force training aircraft crashing into a school in Dhaka today, killing at least 19 people. This is ABC News. A California judge is offering no timeline for a decision on whether lawsuits filed by the loved ones of the Uvalde school victims can move forward.
Families of many of the 21 people killed in the 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, lay some of the blame at the feet of video game maker Activision. Rolando Gutierrez represents Uvalde in the Texas Senate and says the 18-year-old gunman was inspired by the Activision franchise Call of Duty.
We put warnings on cigarettes, on alcohol. There simply are no warnings on these video games.
Activision claims First Amendment protection from lawsuits stemming from the Uvalde school shooting. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Today is sentencing day for Brent Hankison, the only Louisville police officer convicted of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor in 2020, when he and other police officers shot and killed Taylor in her home as they carried out a no-knock warrant. The Justice Department's recommendation is for only one day behind bars. Taylor's family said to be furious about that. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the news at noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the news at noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny and seasonal, a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild with a low of 63. And tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, and more humid, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, we have south-southwesterly winds at 3 miles per hour, and it's 78 degrees.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Good afternoon. With hazy sunshine, it's 77 degrees in Richland Center. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Grant County suffered its fifth motor vehicle fatality of 2025 over the weekend. Saturday night at approximately 7:50, the Grant County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center received a crash detection notification from an iPhone in the area of Baker Ford Road and Whig Road. Deputies responded and located a one-vehicle crash. It was discovered Linda Bottomley, 75, of Platteville, was traveling westbound in her vehicle when it crossed the center line and left the roadway. The vehicle continued into the ditch and crossed a creek before coming to a stop. Bottomley was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the incident and suffered injuries to her upper body as a result. Linda Bottomley was transported to Southwest Health Center by Southwest Health EMS, where she died. According to the Grant County Coroner, Bottomley suffered a medical incident which likely caused the crash. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Southwest Health EMS and Platteville Fire Department. A group of Republican state lawmakers is renewing efforts to repeal a partial veto by Governor Tony Evers that increased school funding for the next 400 years. A newly proposed bill would eliminate the per-pupil adjustments from the 2023-25 biennial state budget beginning in the 2026-27 school year. The partial veto allows school districts to raise revenue limits by $325 per student every year through 24-25. The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld the veto following a legal challenge earlier this year. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit challenges a rule change by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It argues the rule change would make it more difficult for residents to obtain health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the change would decrease the total enrollment in Wisconsin's individual marketplace and make premiums less affordable. State lawmakers have proposed new legislation adding regulations to protect residents from scams involving cryptocurrency payments. The proposed bill would restrict the operations of Bitcoin treasury machines and require cryptocurrency companies to refund people if they lose money in a scam after being enticed to send the funds through one of the machines. It would also allow a maximum of $1,000 to be transferred at one time and limit fees that cryptocurrency companies can charge. The proposed bill could be considered this fall. A Wisconsin farmer is slamming efforts underway to protect the weed killer Roundup. If a law is passed, thousands of claims linking the product to cancer would be tossed out. Here's Terry Barr.
Hans Brighton Moser is speaking openly about the moves by Bayer, the owner of Roundup, to be legally protected from lawsuits filed against the company. More than 90% of the corn and soybean crops in the state are treated with a weed killer, and the Lincoln County farmer believes people have the right to hold a product accountable if there are health issues associated with it. There are more than 180,000 claims across the country, including Wisconsin, alleging Roundup caused cancer.
If you're producing a product and there's hazards with it, then you have to be able to step up and defend it. But to try and, you know, change the rules on how the referee operates so that you don't have to defend it is total BS. And we should be calling BS on that.
Brighton Moser also believes Bayer's lobbying is a part of a growing problem, the use of corporate money to influence state agriculture policy. Now, two states signed a bill this month to shield Bayer from these Roundup lawsuits. A similar bill is being discussed in six other states. We're waiting to see what Wisconsin decides to do.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health detailed the connections between extracurricular activities and youth mental health in its most recent fact sheet, finding that kids who participate in extracurriculars such as lessons, sports, after-school clubs, or community service tend to have better mental health. Extracurriculars are organized activities that teach important life skills like teamwork, interpersonal communication, and stress management, which in turn bolster kids' well-being and improve their lifetime outcomes. Linda Hall, director of the Office of Children's Mental Health, says, quote, "Extracurriculars also increase belonging, which is essential to mental well-being," end quote. Historically, many students have been involved in school activities like band, theater, and student government, as well as sports. Students also join after-school clubs or take lessons in their community. Regardless of where the activity takes place, extracurriculars are known to help kids create strong bonds with their peers, develop conflict resolution skills, and be more engaged with school. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced there are 3,055,000 total non-farm jobs in the state, according to June 2025 preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Preliminary employment estimates for June 2025 showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked down to 3.2%, which is 0.9 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.1%. The state's labor force participation rate ticked down to 65.1% in June, while the national rate decreased slightly to 62.3%, making Wisconsin's participation rate 2.8 percentage points above the rest of the nation. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 6.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.92 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 12.7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 50.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.67 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.29 a gallon, a difference of 62 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.09 a gallon. The national average is down 11.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 37.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.7 cents in the last week and stands at $3.69 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, "The national average price of gasoline slipped slightly over the last week, falling alongside oil, which dropped more than $2 per barrel." It's not every day you hear about a park closure due to WASP. Police in the Manitowoc County city of Kiel put out a warning Saturday afternoon that Lions Park was closed on account of a massive number of ground wasps that were spotted by residents. A pest expert from the Public Works was sent to do a check, and it turned out the swarm was harmless sand wasp. Police gave the all clear later in the day. The total economic impact of the largest event in Green Bay's history shattered projected numbers. Discover Green Bay CEO Brad Toll says the NFL predicted a $20 million economic impact in Brown County, but that number was actually $72.9 million. The statewide economic impact was anticipated to be $94 million, but that actually came out to be $104.7 million. Packers VP of Marketing Gabrielle Dow says the 2025 draft was the second most watched draft on TV behind 2020's draft during COVID. Around 600,000 people attended the three-day event back in April. The band Coldplay put out a special warning during its concert at Camp Randall in Madison Saturday night. Before the band played their famous Jumbotron song, frontman Chris Martin specifically informed the crowd they were about to be photographed. He joked that everyone that needs to do their makeup should get it done before starting the song. The warning is partially due to an incident at a concert last week where the CEO and HR director of tech company Astronomer were spotted being close at a Coldplay concert. That prompted the resignation of CEO Andy Bryan. There's no word if any famous couples were spotted at Camp Randall. There are many life situations where you may find yourself wanting a lawyer, filing a lawsuit, writing a will, or starting a business. You may also need help if you are going through a divorce, hurt in an accident, or arrested. Here are some tips to help you find the right lawyer for the job. Ask for recommendations from friends, family members, and coworkers. Many lawyers specialize in specific areas, so talk to people who have similar legal needs. Consider the size of the firm. Law firms can range from a single lawyer to a team of hundreds. Smaller firms can offer a personal one-on-one relationship, while larger firms usually handle bigger cases involving government and public companies. Larger firms may have greater resources to support their work. Schedule a consultation. Find out ahead of time if there is a charge for a consultation. If you can, meet with more than one lawyer before choosing who to hire. Your goal is to find an attorney with whom you are comfortable. Your case may involve very personal information, and your attorney will often need to know many confidential details about you or your business. Provide a clear summary and bring any documents or materials that may help the lawyer understand your situation. Interview the lawyer about their training and experience. Make sure you understand the fee arrangement, including hourly fees, expenses, billing, and payments. Understand the cost. Some lawyers will provide you with the cost before taking your case, while others will provide costs shortly after. Ask for cost and fees to be broken down in writing. The three main methods for compensating a lawyer are contingency fee, established flat fee, or hourly rate. The contingency fee method compensates the lawyer by giving them a percentage of any money you receive from the case. The percentage should correspond with the amount of time and effort that is required of the lawyer. The size of the contingency fee is always negotiable, but check with the State Bar Association to see if there are any rules on maximum contingency fees. An established or flat fee is a set fee lawyers charge to perform a certain service, like preparing a will. The most common method is to charge an hourly rate. Lawyers have a set rate they charge for each hour spent working on the case. Hourly rates may depend on the lawyer's experience, so a more experienced lawyer may charge a higher hourly rate but complete the work more quickly. Before the lawyer starts working, get an estimate in writing for the number of hours the case will require. Some lawyers will ask for a retainer up front. This is used as a down payment on expenses and fees. Make sure you keep track of how the money is spent and when you will need to pay more. Get the agreement in writing. Make sure the lawyer draws up an agreement stating all terms and details of the case and your client relationship. Before signing the agreement, read it thoroughly and ask questions if there is any confusion. Save a copy of the agreement and other important documents, especially if you give the original documents to the lawyer. Understand that if you are unhappy with your lawyer's services, you have the right to fire him or her at any time. Lawyers are subject to strict professional conduct rules, and if you are unable to come to a resolution over services with your lawyer, consider filing a complaint with the Better Business Bureau and the State Bar Association. With hazy sunshine, it's 78 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. The National High School Rodeo Finals concluded over the weekend. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and Discbine disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying Discbine disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
WRCO News Time is 1223. The 2025 National High School Rodeo Finals concluded Saturday in Rock Springs, Wyoming. We kept an eye on the results of entrants who competed at the state finals held last month in Richland Center. In Saturday morning's performances in barrel racing, Sage Kite of Oxford placed 12th with a time of 17.882. In boys cutting, Cade Parrish of Laval tied for 8th place with a score of 198. In goat tying, Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 9th with a score of 9.22. And in pole bending, Maddie McBride of Holman placed 10th with a score of 21.28. In Saturday night's performances in steer wrestling, Braden Carlson of Medford placed 4th with a score of 5.74. By aggregate in bareback riding, Cade Parrish ended in a three-way tie for 45th with an average of 65. In barrel racing, Quinn Donsky of Sparta placed 51st with an average of 35.936. Sage Kite placed 67th at 36.118. Kenzie Mason of Scandia, Minnesota placed 146th at 41.682. Hadley Alderson of Onalaska placed 158th at 43.335, and Callie Parrish of Laval placed 177th at 50.443. In boys' cutting, Cade Parrish finished in a three-way tie for 48th with an average of 396, and Tyler Parr of Mondovi finished in 67th at 271. In girls' cutting, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield tied for 44th place with an average of 413. Lainey Lund of Lime Springs, Iowa placed 53rd at 409.5. Callie Parrish placed 107th at 194. And Kaylee Check of Toma placed 111th at 186. In goat tying, Callie Parrish placed 42nd with an average of 17.13. Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas placed 80th at 20.3. And Brinley Hoffman of Townsend placed 104th at 22.27. In pole bending, Maddie McBride of Holman placed 35th with an average of 42.551. Kaylin Olendick placed 132nd at 53.025. And Evelyn Taylor of Lancaster placed 174th at 22.008. In rain cow horse, Tyler Parr of Mondovi placed 45th with an average of 554.5. In saddle bronc, Trip Kite of Oxford placed 13th with an average of 147. In steer wrestling, Braden Carlson placed 4th with an average of 22.18. Braden Scaife of Lancaster placed 13th at 10.2. And Toya Regitz of Cassville placed 70th at 13.87. In tie-down roping, Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids placed 38th with an average of 26.5. Kyan Nelson of Toma placed 112th at 13.33, and Lucas Miller of Mineral Point placed 127th at 16.32. In team standings, the Wisconsin boys team finished in 16th place with 1,055 points. Team Wisconsin placed 6th place in Division 4 and 26th overall. Governor Tony Evers proclaimed this week as Aviation Week in Wisconsin in recognition of the world's largest aviation celebration. The Experimental Aircraft Association Air Venture Week is taking place in Oshkosh. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is eager to celebrate aviation along with aircraft enthusiasts from across the world. In 2024, EAA Air Venture saw record-breaking numbers with 686,000 people in attendance, more than 10,000 aircraft arrivals at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, and other airports across east-central Wisconsin. According to the EAA, the event generated $170 million for the five counties in the Oshkosh region. The event also boasted more than 850 commercial exhibitors and hosted international guests from 98 different countries. Senior Farmers Market vouchers are still available. The Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program offers eligible low-income seniors the opportunity to purchase fresh, locally grown fruits, vegetables, and herbs from certified farmers. An eligible person is any Richland County resident, 60 or older, or Native American age 55 or older, meeting the income requirements. The limits are $2,413 a month for an individual and $3,261 a month for a couple. Applicants may be required to provide proof of age and household income. Enrolled seniors will receive vouchers worth $25 per qualifying individuals. These vouchers, good through October 31st, may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. To find out more, contact Tanya at ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than anywhere else in the U.S., producing over 60% of the nation's supply. Do you know why that is? Melissa Kay has the answer.
Central Wisconsin is cranberry country, where once an ancient lake covered the very heart of the state. Mary Brazu Brown of Glacial Lake Cranberries in Wisconsin Rapids showed me the low-lying area on a topographic map.
Here we are right in the middle of the state, but you can see that this area, pretty well defined, was old Glacial Lake, Wisconsin.
The glacial lake was about 150 feet deep during the last glacial period. Brazu Brown explained the lake formed when the Wisconsin River was dammed up by rock and rubble near what is now Wisconsin Dells.
As these waters had melted, all of this water was being held back by the Baraboo Range, which, according to their historical marker, is among the oldest visible physical features on Earth.
Wow.
Let that sink in for a minute.
Baraboo quartzite formations date back approximately 1.6 to 1.7 billion years ago, landing the formation in the top five oldest visible features, along with locations in Canada, Australia, and South Africa. Brazu Brown explained how the violent release of this glacial lake not only carved out the dells, but also created the perfect cranberry growing conditions.
But after the lake drained, what was left was this area that very flat, high water table, acid conditions, lots of sand, because it was the bottom of the lake.
In the late 1800s, property owners in the area soon gave up trying to drain a swamp, instead choosing to cultivate the native cranberries they found growing wild.
Now this township is made up of 14 cranberry growers. Most of the marshes are over 100 years old.
Glacial Lake Cranberries continues the practice of sustainable agriculture. This fall will mark the 152nd commercial cranberry harvest on their marshes. I'm Melissa Kay.
With thousands of children and teens across Wisconsin gearing up for outdoor adventures this summer, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges families to take ATV and UTV safety seriously. Each year, the number of youths on ATVs and UTVs continues to grow, and so does the importance of proper training, supervision, and gear. So far this year, 21 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also contributing factors. Key safety reminders for families include helmets are required by law for all riders under age 18. Parents and mentors are encouraged to set a positive example by modeling proper helmet and seatbelt use. Youth under 16 must operate age-appropriate vehicles and follow all manufacturer restrictions. ATVs are typically designed for one rider only. UTVs may carry passengers only if seatbelts are available and used. Wisconsin law requires anyone born on or after January 1, 1988, and at least 12 years old to complete an ATV safety certification course before operating alone on the public trails. Safety certification courses are available online and in person. Parental supervision is strongly encouraged, even for certified riders. Visit the Wisconsin DNR website for more information or to enroll in a course. The American Red Cross urges all donors to give blood or platelets now to keep the blood supply strong this summer. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves, especially in the face of summer challenges that can quickly cause blood and platelet reserves to drop. A blood drive will be held Tuesday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. A blood drive will also be held Wednesday from 9 to 3 at Sauk County Public Health. All blood types are needed, and donors who don't know their blood type can learn it after donation. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:33. Today's vital statistics are next.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
It's 80 degrees in Richland Center, 25 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, July 21st. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Audrey Jean Peterson, 89 of Middleton, died Friday at home. A memorial service will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. A graveside ceremony will immediately follow the service, followed by a luncheon at the Blue River Community Building. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Alzheimer's Association or your local Humane Society or animal shelter. Audrey Peterson is survived by her son, Tom and Rosemarie, a grandson, and a granddaughter. Audrey Jean Peterson, 89 of Middleton. Phil Joseph Allen, 74 of Lafarge, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family. Phil Allen is survived by three sisters, Diane Tidrick, Joan Allen Erickson, and Lisa and Carl Haugard. A brother, Eric and Stacy Allen, sister-in-law Rita Allen, nieces and nephews, and many great-nieces and nephews. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jeremy and Tiffany Carter, Leo and Karen Manning, Zach and Gina Freeman, and Leif and Molly Johnson. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Monday so far, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, temperatures are feeling pretty nice yet today, but things will be heating up the next several days as a dome of hot and very humid air over the central and southern U.S. expands to the north. This will likely cause heat advisories to be issued up into Wisconsin, especially as we go into Wednesday and possibly Thursday over the southern part of Wisconsin. Also, the chance of thunderstorms. We've already seen a few of those build across Minnesota this morning, dying out, but still could bring a few showers to northwest Wisconsin today. And then tomorrow there could be a scattered shower thunderstorm throughout the region. More widespread storms expected Tuesday night into early Wednesday. Those could be pretty prominent in the northern tip of our state, where a couple inches of rain may fall. Around here, the amounts expected to be much lighter. We will have a trailing cold front gradually move in Thursday afternoon, and Thursday night should bring us some more rain, and that'll just push a little bit south of us Friday and stall out close enough to us that we'll have to keep a chance of a couple of showers in the forecast right into the weekend. The forecast for the rest of today, partly sunny and mild with a high of 81, east-southeast wind up to 10, partly cloudy tonight, falling down to 63. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and more humid with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high near 84, the wind from the southeast around 10. On Tuesday night, a slight chance of storms, low 73. Wednesday, partly cloudy, quite hot and humid. Look for a high of 94. Heat index could reach 100 or a little bit higher. Thankfully, there will be a nice breeze out of the south-southwest, about 15 miles an hour. Heading into Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, still hot and sticky. Showers and storms likely, especially by afternoon. Low 72, high 89. A few showers and storms possible Friday and Saturday. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Might return to 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently 80 degrees in Richland Center with hazy sunshine. After a high yesterday of 80, our low this morning was 56. Our high so far today, 81. The record high for this date was set in 1901 at 104. The record low, 45, was set in 1970. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 64. Sunset tonight will be at 8:35, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:41. Currently in Richland Center, we have northwesterly winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.10. Relative humidity is 58% and no precipitation to report. It's currently 80 degrees in Richland Center under hazy sunshine.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
What happens to plants when heat is too high? Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Plants are like people in that they can take a certain amount of heat, but when the heat is excessive, things can go badly. Plants can be pretty tolerant of warm summer days, says North Carolina State University Extension agent Minda Daughtry.
Most plants really like it, especially vegetables, between about 68 degrees and about 86 degrees.
In much of the country, we've seen temps topping that range this summer. Daughtry says heat stress signs are pretty obvious in plants.
Growth is going to be inhibited, and your yields are going to be stunted. For example, if you're growing tomatoes or a lot of your broadleaf plants, you're going to see the leaves wilting or rolling or cupping because those plants are losing water faster than they can absorb it. If you have fruit on there, your flowers are going to abort because it's just too hot to carry on major functions. You're going to have blossom drop and fruit drop to conserve energy. Some cool season vegetables like your lettuces or your spinaches may prematurely flower in order to get through their life cycle.
Daughtry says heat stress symptoms in plants often resemble symptoms of certain plant diseases. For example, leaf and stem wilting and curling and premature blossom and fruit drop. You can look online for how to address heat stress in specific plant species. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's ACE, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's ACE for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Look for trade programs to get a boost in the skinny farm bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorceed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorceed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. First, an ag meteorologist says recent rains are good for the corn as pollination continues across the Corn Belt. Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated says
temperatures have been close to normal. The topsoil varies from adequate to surplus. That's because of the bigger rains that occurred over the weekend. And the forecast is going to allow for some drier weather to occur for a few days, and then we're going to go back into some more thunderstorms.
Lerner says much of the Corn Belt will get a break from the rain as the week progresses. Minnesota and the Dakotas are the exception.
As the ridge of high pressure shifts out to the Great Plains, we'll open the door for sending more storms across the region as we get into the end of this week and into the weekend.
Lerner says there could be an increase in disease pressure for some of the crops in the excessively wet, humid areas of the Corn Belt. A member of the House Ag Committee says additional investments for trade programs should be included in the skinny farm bill. Congressman Don Bacon of Nebraska says the one big beautiful bill was a good start, but there's still plenty of work to do.
We need to have trade promotion money in there. We went from being a net agriculture exporter 5 years ago to the biggest trade deficit in agriculture that we've ever had, nearing $50 billion.
He tells Brownfield,
our trade deficits kept getting worse, and now we're back in a trade war. I worry about our farmers because a big part of our income comes from trade. And yet we have hurt ourselves in the trade arena the last 5 years.
Bacon says he expects discussions for the farm bill will start once lawmakers return from August recess. The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is using a national model to show state growers where their checkoff dollars are being spent. Farmer and board president Jonathan Gibbs tells Brownfield He has participated in the See for Yourself tour through the United Soybean Board's National Checkoff, and he wanted to do the same thing at the state level.
Kind of did it as a pilot program last year, and we decided we wanted to open it up to, you know, basically any of the checkoff paying farmers that were interested this year.
Gibbs says they have 8 slots open for farmers to participate in the 3-day statewide tour, highlighting projects the checkoff has invested in.
We're basically showcasing in a state where whether it's research dollars or other investment dollars that we're doing, research promotion, new uses, education, trying to convey that to our soybean farmers.
The Wisconsin See for Yourself Tour is August 12th through the 14th. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Jan is a single mom with 2 growing kids. She's working 2 jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including 1 out of every 5 children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are sharply higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet to start the week as buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the business ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Deals last week were marked at $228 to $240, mostly $230 live in the South, which is steady to a dollar higher than the previous week's business. Dress deals in the North ranged from $373 to $382, mostly $380, which was about a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In South Dakota last week, feeder steers and feeder heifers were $8 to $15 higher with like comparisons. The USDA says demand was very good for all weights of yearling steers and heifers. Continued strength in the fed cattle market is keeping demand for feeder cattle strong. The market's been active. Medium and large one feeder steers, 852 to 889 pounds, brought $312.50 to $337.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 862 to 889 pounds, brought $273 to $307. Box beef was mixed at midday with fairly light demand for light offerings. Choice down $1.42 at $372.13. Select was 4 cents higher at $351.53. Cash hogs were sharply higher at midday with decent negotiated purchases to start the day. While the cash hog market continues to struggle with consistency, demand remains its biggest driver. Buyers are watching the global market where demand for U.S. pork remains strong. Domestic demand has shown some strength, but there are concerns about its ability to hold long term. And the industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 347 with a weighted average of 109.88. The Eastern Corn Belt, while it had no comparison, had a weighted average of 111.43. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $84. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $62 to $74. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $205 at $119.84. All of the primals except the butts were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower after good rainfall over the weekend in some key U.S. growing areas. Forecasts into early next month look hot for much of the region, potentially causing some stress. August beans are down 11 and a quarter at 10.15 and a half. September's 11 and a half, lower at 10.09 and a half. August bean meal's down 380 at 270.20, and August bean oil's 2 points lower at 55.80. Corn's lower, digest in the weekend weather with an eye on the outlooks for the rest of the month. Brazil's second crop harvest made a solid advance, but is still behind normal. September corn, 70 and a quarter lower at 401 and a quarter. December, 6 3/4 lower at 421. And wheat is down. Chicago and Kansas City continue to watch winter wheat harvest activity at home and abroad. Minneapolis is monitoring rain chances in dry parts of the spring wheat growing region. September Chicago's 3.5 lower at 542 3/4. September Kansas City's down 3 3/4 at 525 1/4. September Minneapolis wheat's 5 3/4 lower at 589 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are up, waiting for direct business to really get going. Box beef was lower at midday on choice. Select was firm. August live's up 190 at 225.45. October's 220 higher at 222.02. August feeders are up 377 at 327.77. And hogs today are mixed, currently on the mostly higher side of things on spread trade in today's fundamentals. Cash business is steady to higher. Pork's up solidly at midday. August is up 45 higher at 106.92. October's 7 lower at 90.55. The Dow is sharply higher. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu on Tipsock Auction Realty. Reminder, we have an online-only auction coming up. The sale includes firearms, fishing supplies, tools, and much more. We have auctions that are getting ready and about to go online right now, so keep an eye out for those. 175 acres of vacant land in Wyalusing, Wisconsin. Online-only auction. It is online right now. For more information, go to our website. We have realtors ready to help you find or sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Celebrating ice cream in the dairy industry. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. July is National Ice Cream Month, and the American Dairy Association Indiana hosts an annual ice cream social in downtown Indianapolis. Brooke Williams with ADAI says it's an opportunity to showcase the state's dairy industry.
We can really connect dairy farming in the state of Indiana to the community and educate people about where their food comes from, especially for little kids, families coming out today, for them to understand how it is possible that they even have that ice cream, and it's because of the Holstein cows and all the different breeds here in the state that are producing such a great, nutritious product and something that will cool you down when it's over 80 degrees outside.
And while ice cream it may not exactly be a health food, it is a great treat.
We're wanting them to create those healthy habits starting from a young age. So ice cream is one of the amazing dairy foods that you're going to get that protein from. But of course, we're always supportive of milk. We want kids to know that winners drink milk, as you know, but why it is they need to be having that as part of their diet. But you do something like this that celebrates a bowl of ice cream, honestly, and everything that it represents for the state.
Here's a couple of fun facts about ice cream. Vanilla is still the most popular flavor in the U.S., and the average American eats about 20 pounds of ice cream every year. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. We are celebrating generations of progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment of all kinds. Mark your calendars, August 5th through the 7th, and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in upstate New York charging a Canada father with the murder of his 9-year-old daughter while driving from New York City to Montreal. He's entered a plea of not guilty.
New York State Police say Luciano Fratolin and his young daughter Melina were vacationing in upstate New York from their home in Montreal when Fratolin called Saturday night saying the 9-year-old had been abducted by someone in a white van. Captain Robert McConnell says when investigators began finding inconsistencies in that story, they began searching around Ticonderoga, New York.
Members of the New York State Police Forest Rangers located Melina, deceased, in the shallow portion of a pond.
Fratolin was supposed to have returned his daughter to her mother's custody on Sunday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A court hearing today in Boston in the case between Harvard University and the Trump administration. A